we talk about how they spent the first winter, and they lived, maybe talk about this, they lived in the dugout, their early garden crops of okra and black-eyed peas. Mm. Any of those stories come to mind?
Potatoes, and I don't remember the other crops, but
beans
just
and cotton.
Whatever they could grow that would sustain them through the winter months. They made several trips to Guthrie, buying lumber and some of the goods that they needed to build barns and homes that they intended to build.
He also kind of had that as a second job and did a lot of hauling in the wagon for other folks, too. And that's where they made a little money. And Uncle George, that we referred to, was quite a hunter and a trapper. And he talked about, I think, the first morning or two they were actually here, hearing the gobbles of wild turkeys and things like that. But there was all kind of wild game back in those days.
Then they had such delicacies as squirrels, too. And
yes.
And probably rabbits, quail,
yes,
that type of thing that they
yes
lived on.
He tells a story about going out and hunting with his old shotgun and bringing back those kind of things to put on the table.
I think sometime they even tried a raccoon or a possum, maybe both, but it was so horribly greasy they decided they really would pass on that. They'd stick with the other game.
Right.
There's kind of an interesting story about Uncle George before we move away from going to Guthrie. He was between what is now Stiles Road and Brethren Road on his way to Guthrie in the wagon, and a gang of bank robbers needed a ride. And he gave them a ride, I believe, Daryl, is that right, on his wagon?
Yes.
You may remember that story better than I.
Anyway, they did confront him and need a ride, so he gave them a ride.
Was it the Dalton?
And then
Dalton gang? There were three brothers that
yes
were known as the Dalton gang.
He found
right
out later that...
Were they headed to Guthrie to rob the bank at that point? That kind of jogs my memory as being possible.
They may have already just robbed one and something happened to their horses. I don't know, but that was a story. He didn't know at the time.
Right.
But he did mention that they treated him okay. They might be a little obnoxious, but actually treated him okay, and he found out later it was the Dalton.
As I recall, the Daltons were actually lawmen at one time, and then somehow they got into a fight, and they decided to go on the other side of the law, and that's how they became outlaws. Wasn't there talk about a sawmill that came to the north end of the land?
Oh, that's mentioned. I don't remember all of the details on that, but that was one of the ways that they got their lumber, and of course they probably sold some of it for the other settlers to make some money.
He also mentions in there about going east of town, which would be over by Uchi Creek,
right,
which is now Uchi Creek, and Uchi Creek Road over east of Cushing, helping the Indians clear some land and work the land for them in some fashion. But they also made a little extra money driving over there, helping clear some land.
That would have been the Sac and Fox
for the Indians.
Then.
That's
yeah
correct.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I believe the diary says that they moved into their second home then, made of the native lumber from the homestead, March 4th of 1893. So, and then you talk about the style of homes. You're wondering, talk about that they all seem to look alike.
Yes, they seem to all have the same architecture. And we've seen pictures of the house in New Jersey that they had. And evidently they were fairly well off, and some of them were lawyers, and so it appeared for that day and time that they didn't lack for funds and the financial ability to have pretty much what they wanted. And that house in the picture in New Jersey looks almost identical to the house that great-grandpa Uncle George Sr. built and his family. In that house, they made special provision for a cellar. And at that time, the vegetables were kept in a dark, cool place. So that's where they stored many of their vegetables. And there was also a storage area where we remember sheep being mostly, but it was a few yards away from the house. And it was just a big hole. And I think there was rock on the sides, but that's where they kept many of their onions and potatoes and those kinds of things that needed the cool storage. But in the cellar in the house, that became George and Alice's home. And then they left the home to their children and their children so that they could have the main part of the house. And great-grandpa and grandma then lived and cooked and did everything in that cellar area. They had a stove and all that they needed down there. Mm-hmm. And it's still there.
I'm not sure that we're, maybe she is, that we're perfectly clear how many houses they had before they had that one. But that's the one we remember.